Philadelphia's history is full of incredible women whose stories are often missing from the history books. In honor of Women's History Month, we scoured our city's past to find dozens of inspiring, badass Philly women to celebrate for our Women's History Month All-Stars, a series of trading card-style profiles you can read and share online. Then we asked some amazing, badass Philly women of the moment to read the All-Star cards out loud and record them for you so that you can take their stories with you wherever you go.
This is Laura Price, Chief Operating Officer for the Philadelphia 76ers. Philly Women's History All-Star number 5, Gloria Caceres. Philly native Gloria Caceres was the first director of LGBT affairs in the city of Philadelphia, appointed by Mayor Michael Nutter in 2008. Under her leadership, Philly instituted the broadest LGBTQ protections in the country, which led to our being ranked the number one in the United States for LGBTQ equality. That was the culmination of a lifetime of community organizing that included leading Gay and Lesbian Latino AIDS Initiative, where she launched Philly's first mobile HIV testing centers and co-chairing the board of Prevention Point, as well as the housing and economic justice activism. Caceres was recognized here across the country for her work, including by Out Magazine, which named her one of the 100 most influential leaders of the new millennium in 1999, the NAACP, and the Philadelphia Bar Association. 5 years after she died of breast cancer in 2014, Project Home named a new residence for homeless LGBTQ youth in her name. At the time of her death, LGBTQ health organization Philly Fight said in a statement, "Gloria wasn't just a policymaker and activist. She was a kind, generous, and fun person. She bravely fought her cancer for many years, and even as a cancer patient, she remained an activist, often refusing to cover her head or cover over her diagnosis. Everybody loved Gloria, and we will all miss her very much."
Thank you for listening. This has been a production of CitizenCast.